Where is he? There he is. And Ruud Gullit, another Golden Ball winner. We're working out some final details, but they will be our ambassadors. And we have Ray Hudson standing next to him. I have no idea why he's there, but Ray's one of those guys that is always in every picture you can imagine, okay? Look, we have some of the best teams in the world. We also have Manchester City and Inter Milan that are there's some representatives here, but they're from the business side, and they've asked, I guess, Lucia, you don't think you're as good as Paul Scholes in the midfield? You don't think so? Okay. And Steve Horowitz, Lucia Sanchez from Manchester City, and Steve Horowitz from Inter Milan. Let me just try to tell you what we're doing this year. These eight teams not only are the best teams in the representative leagues, but in the world. And we couldn't be more pleased to announce these teams. Our esteemed guests from each team who'll be interviewed for a Q&A immediately following the program, as well as individual interviews. And where are they going to be, Nick? The interviews? Right there. Okay. And those rooms right over there? I guess you have to see. So you go there, and is it a secret, or can they can talk to everyone? They can go from room to room? All right, good. And we'll have interpreters there for you, too, in the native tongue. And we'll also have Frankie, who really doesn't speak English or Italian, but we'll have him talk to you if we could. The teams will be divided into two groups for round-robin play. All teams will play at least three matches in a tournament, with the winner of Group A and Group B, based on point total, meeting in the finals. Fans can look forward to learning more about the specific matchups, dates, groups, and venues on Thursday, February 20th. Exclusive pre-sale tickets for the Miami Final Contest will be available beginning today. Now, February 4th at 10 a.m., while the general public will have access to tickets February 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern. So the final, you could buy tickets for the final today. All individual group play match tickets will be available beginning February 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Additionally, this year's fans will have the opportunity to purchase an ultimate fan pack, which includes one supporter section ticket, team gear, and priority access to select team training. Also available are VIP team travel packs that allow fans to experience the games alongside their favorite teams, providing VIP tickets, charter travel, and world-class accommodations to all of their teams, Guinness International Champion Cup games. All tickets and packages are available at www.internationalchampionscup.com. We are proud to bring these clubs back to the United States from July 26th through August 4th to cities across the U.S., including Phoenix, Denver, D.C., Charlotte, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and New Jersey, and two additional cities we will name later, culminating with the return to Sun Life Stadium in Miami for the finals on August 4th. Speaking to our teams, they are extremely excited to participate, mainly due to the tremendous support for the games and their teams here in the States and the level of competitive nature of the ICC that will serve as a great preseason tune-up. We'd like to invite fans in South Florida and around the country to come out and witness some of the game's greatest players and teams this summer competing for the Guinness International Champions Cup. One other comment I want to make, I want to thank Guinness. John Urch is here from Guinness. He's going to talk in a second. They've been an incredible supporter the first year when no one believed we could pull this off. They've done just an amazing job. And John, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for making this a special tournament.
Thank you very much, Charlie. And thanks, everyone, indeed, for having me here today. My name is John Urch. I'm the senior brand manager on the Guinness brand. Quick point of business before I'd like to say some words about this fantastic tournament, which is we recently launched a new glass, and we have a machine in the corner that will engrave your name on that glass that will take 2 or 3 minutes. So if you'd like to, and if 10:30 in the morning isn't too early, you can also fill it with beer. I am privileged and honored to represent the best beer in the world, and the best beer in the world is privileged and honored to help bring some of the best sportsmen and the best teams to America to play live football. As Charlie mentioned, we were extremely excited to become involved with the International Champions Cup in its first year, last year, which means a lot to us. Guinness, over time, I believe, has really stood for the celebration of the passion and commitment, not just of the players in sport, but also the fans. And as you can tell from my accent, as an Englishman and a lifelong football fan, I think that football does that job better than any other sport. So the opportunity to help bring those teams to America to play here live and to give American soccer fans the opportunity to see the games live is something that we are humbled and privileged to be involved with. Last year was phenomenal. As Charlie referenced, I think Real Madrid set the standard for what it takes to win the International Champions Cup very, very high indeed at the thriller that was taking place on the field just outside where we are last year. And this year, I think the teams are going to be even more excited and even more interested in being able to do the same thing. The other thing that makes me extremely confident about the tournament this year, Guinness has worked with a lot of leading sports properties around the world for quite a long time, and we have been delighted with our partnership with Relevant Sports and with Fox. I think they did an enormous job putting on a remarkable tournament last year in every respect, which made it a great success for everybody involved, and I have every confidence that they will be able to do even better this year coming. So I'm extremely excited as a lifelong football fan, mainly to be seeing great action live, and to continue the tradition of great beer and great football, which is something I will say cheers to any day of the week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. If anyone's confused, football is soccer, actually. We've got some microphones now. The gentleman will take maybe 5 minutes of questions open to the audience if they'd like to ask some questions. And if not, as we said, there's some one-on-ones that are going to go on behind. So if anyone would like to raise a hand and ask a question, we'll get a mic to you.
I've got two questions. I think one question is for either Warren or Charlie in terms of the TV coverage in the United States for Fox Sports. Chris Harris from World Soccer Talk. In terms of what we can expect from the TV coverage and on television this summer?
I think we had last year was Fox Soccer, and that reached out to an audience. As Charlie has mentioned, it was actually higher than the FA Cup final. This year, being with Fox Sports, it's going to reach over 100 million households. So that just shows you the growth and the experience that Fox are putting into this now. You know, they want to take the game further forward with the Guinness, with the teams. And, you know, you just look at the teams that are here. So from being a Fox Soccer, now it's Fox Sports, which gets into more households to get more viewing figures and people, the stadiums will sell that. So it's a fantastic opportunity for Fox to be involved. And we're honoured to do that, not only this year, but the coming years.
And then just one more question, and that's for Phil Townsend. In terms of Manchester United, if they had to actually go through to the Europa League qualification in late July and early August, what does that mean for the tournament? Is there a plan B?
Obviously there's 42 points left to play for in the Premier League season, so we're not really thinking about that. But I think if those issues, and there's only one Europa League qualifying place that would actually deal with that as well. So I think if that situation arose, then we would deal with it. But at the moment, we're not thinking like that.
And from a tournament perspective, we understand that there's these. In fact, we have some statistics. I think it's an 8% chance that they will be in the Europa Cup qualifying, and it's something we deal with. We'll have replacements, but I really think it's very unlikely we're going to get in that situation. And today you can write back to the papers in Manchester to Phil guaranteed that you're going to win the league this year, so you can go to that.
Josh Walfish from the Miami Herald. This question's for Charlie. After having LA in the tournament last year, was there any attempt to bring a U.S. team into the fold again this year?
Yes, we have great relations with MLS. LA Galaxy did extraordinarily well last year. And in fact, we looked at it very closely this year. One of the challenges we had is the schedule challenge. It's a full week in the middle of the MLS season. And we reached out to several MLS teams, and to be fair, I think the teams individually wanted to attend and be a part of it. We just couldn't make it work with the schedule this year, but we expect this to be an annual event, and certainly MLS will be a part of it in the future.
success.
José del Valle from ESPN Deportes. Charlie, to make it more real, would you consider to limit the number of substitutions?
I'm starting to get into a full sweat, getting up and down, up and down. I better get in shape next time. Jesus. We've actually looked at this very closely. It's a balance. We have employed in the past what we call the Jose Mourinho rule, 11 players. He likes to switch the full team at halftime. What we've come up with this year, and we're still tweaking the rules, we're trying to find that balance. And normally in a friendly match, it's seven substitutions, as we know. What we've with this year, we're still deciding the exact number when we come up with it, but we're going to limit the number of times you can make substitutions in a game like we did last year. You can only make substitutions three times during a game, so we won't interrupt the game. The problem is that you're in a preseason, and the managers want to see their players. They want to see other players, and it's fitness level too, because some people can only go 45 minutes. So that's one of the things we have to look at. We're in consultation with the clubs and talking to them. And in fact, there's a lot of input directly from the managers here. But you know, we'll see. It's something we're working on.
As I said, thank you very much. Charlie, you can do Spanish?
No.
Italian?
Well, do you want to say something? I'll translate?
Yeah. No, Risto Stoichkov can do it, our ambassador. Come on, Risto.
Come on, man.
¿Cómo le parece el torneo? Say a few words in Spanish, please. Go nuts.
I speak Spanish. Yes. So, buenas tardes. De verdad, para mí es privilegio de estar con esos grandes campeones, amigos, porque somos verdaderamente la generación que fuimos muchos años para estos niños que ahora están jugando. Y ahora para mí es importante estar hoy aquí con ellos y puedo representar en este grande evento que a partir de Mundial, cuando termina, se va a hacer aquí en Estados Unidos. De verdad, estoy feliz, estoy contento y ojalá que este evento siga mejorando, porque yo siempre creo en los amigos, que cuanto quieren y cuanto pueden y cuanto todos queremos de hacer un evento así, puede salir bien. Muchas gracias a ti, porque te conozco hace 20 años y sé que haces las cosas bien. A ti también, porque estás trabajando sin parar para mejorar este evento, y yo creo que esto es no poner un 10, mucho más. Muchas gracias, y que esto sigue mejorando día a día. A vosotros, grandes campeones, muchísimas gracias de estar aquí. A ti personalmente, Daniele Massaro, me estás clavado hoy 4. Aquí que una vez más, muchísimas gracias a todos y espero que este evento sea mejor que a partir de ahora va a ser. Muchísimas gracias.